Welcome back, agents, to another episode of Prime Tips. Hey, this time we're going to be talking about gear and flash farming for one. So it's not really a flash farm, but we'll talk about what a flash farm is. But we're looking at a way that you can make gear that's more targeted. So if you need a lot of one thing, like keys or resonators or bursters, we'll show you the way to do that. So what is a flash farm? Well, a flash farm typically is where you have an event where you have high-level agents, they don't have to be high-level, that quickly build a farm, use it up, and then a lot of times they will destroy it. Thus the idea of flash farm. So it's only there for a short while. Now, honestly, when they do a farm, it could be something like an anomaly. Or it used to be, when we had in-person first Saturdays, that a lot of the agents would get together before the restocking portal would open up. And so you'd have eight, nine, you'd have up to eight players, and it's easy. Everybody throw on an eight, somebody throw out a fracker and mod it up right, and then you can just generate gear left and right. So we're looking kind of at a way that you can do a similar thing if you are that single agent. And it is something that it's very focused. So in my example, I'm looking to make a lot of keys. Let's look at it.
Okay, agents, Dewey J in the field. Today we're talking about gathering gear and being very targeted in what you want to get. So in this particular case, I'm in the field and I'm looking for keys. That's all I'm looking for is keys. I don't want to generate any other gear. I don't need weapons. I don't need mods, although I may get weapons and mods as I go. My big thing is keys. So a couple of things in this particular case that I will want to do will be looking at the level that I deploy this portal to generate the keys and how I can maximize the number of keys that I get out. So first of all, the level at which I deploy the portal, and this is not the portal that I'm going to be on, this is one that's nearby. I will probably want to deploy this portal as a level one portal. The reason for that is I'm not going to be getting any gear out of this portal that I want to keep. I've got plenty in my inventory. My inventory is capped out most of the time. What I'm looking for is keys.
And another big thing that I should have mentioned by keeping that a low level is that it'll take you less time to go through glyph hacks, and your percentage would be higher of actually doing it. So you may not be generating as many glyph hack points, but you will be getting the 100% glyphs. And if you're wanting the payoff to be, in this case, keys, that's what's important, not the glyph hack points.
So if I generate level one bursters and level one resonators, I can recycle those and not have a problem. Now, granted, if it drops me a virus or it drops me an, Aegis Shield, I'm going to hold on to that. But I'm not trying to generate a lot of gear. I'm trying to generate a lot of keys. If I generate a lot of gear, I end up having to recycle that just to make room for the other stuff. That's the other thing that I would probably want to do, is I would probably want to get my inventory down on numbers before I start. So you notice right now my inventory is 2467. So I have very, very little room right now in open inventory that I can use. So what I will do is find a safe place away from the portal, put things in canisters or caps that I want to keep, and then drop those caps, making sure there's nobody around. And then after I've done it, I got my keys, then I can come back and pick up those caps and deal with my inventory. But I don't want to have to deal with my inventory while I am hacking. So the other things I want to look at is how do I deploy that? What do I put on there? So that's why I'm at another portal to kind of show you what I'm looking at. So I'm looking at what mods I would want to put on there. And it depends on what I want out of it. So what I want to do is I want to hack this thing as many times as possible and as quickly as possible, because I'm going to be using a fracker to double up on stuff. So you'll notice at the top, right now I'm on the common heat sink, and it says hack speed plus 20%. Here's the rare, plus 50%. And of course, the very rare, which is plus 70%. So I'll want to put that on there because I'll get as many hacks as I can quickly. So I will probably actually put two of those on there.
No, I won't. I'll explain.
Because I don't need to generate a lot of gear. If I was generating a lot of gear, I might look at using this. Okay. And I'll probably put that on there. I probably will go with one of these as well. Because the burnout insulation is plus 12. So the multi-hack allows me to hack it more often. So I'll put on a very rare multi-hack and a very rare heat sink. And that'll get me the fastest and the most numbers that I can. And then I will probably do one hack and then throw on the throw these on. And away I will go also with the frackers because I will only have so much time with the fracker.
Now, it's important that you do that one hack before because that sets up the way that the mods work. And actually, one other thing that you can do to give you just a little bit more is if you happen to wait to make this your first hack of the day, so that's going to double up that first hack. But yeah, do that first hack, then deploy out all the things that you need. So in my case, since I'm not really looking for anything that's resonators or bursters, anything that's leveled, I'm looking for keys. I'm going to keep it down to level one because I just need to crank out keys quickly. If I was looking for, say, bursters, then I would be looking at making that a higher level. And it depends upon what level bursters I want. Now, being as a single player, I can't get really a high level bursters. I can get, you know, five, maybe six up and down, depending upon what's there. Again, if I'm dealing with a portal that hasn't had anybody else deploy on it. If you're talking about resonators, you might think about spreading out what you have by way of return. So if I build, say, a level 5 portal and I hack that a whole bunch, I'm going to end up with a whole bunch of level 5 resonators if I set it up the right way with Edos and things like that. But I probably won't have any 4s or very few 4s. I'll get a few 4s and get a few 6s because it'll go one level up and above, maybe two in a rare case. But now I set myself up so I don't have 2s, 3s, and 4s, but I got a lot of 5s. So what you might do in that case is build that portal, say, as a level 3. And then do about a third of all your hacking in level 3. And then bump it up to a 4. Do another third, level 5, another third. That way you're going to get resonators that are going to be 2, because it'll go down a little bit, but mostly 3, 4, and 5, and a few 6s. So you spread out your return. Again, it just depends upon what you want. In this particular case, I'm just looking for keys.
So I get that all figured out before I get to my ground zero and do that. Again, if you're generating other things, so if you're wanting to generate, say, weapons, bursters, or you're wanting to generate mods, totally different deal. You would look at a different level, and we'll talk about that. Back in a minute after I get ready to hack away.
So now that you get the idea that, and this is where you would probably drop all of your capsules and go to the location. Again, it really depends on where you're at, what's safe, and those type of things. Then you take off. Okay, Dewey J, I'm at my location. I've done a little bit of the prep work. I've gotten rid of a lot of my inventory. As you can see, I'm down to 1,700 now. I did go to ground zero of the portal that I want to work with. I'm going to do one glyph hack. And I probably will start doing those as complex hacks so they go quicker. So I've got my one key, I've got my one hack. I'm really kind of ready to set to get things going.
And you may also notice that I kind of pineappled this one. I have those resonators in close. I'll talk about why I did that, but again, if this is a portal that's going to be seeing action, so to say, you wouldn't want to pineapple it or make it a fireplace.
So a couple of things that I will want to do is of course mod it correctly, and then I will want to use some boosts. So as for mods, as I talked about, we're going to go in and we're going to put on one heat sink
and one multi-hack. So we'll put on the heatsink, and we'll put on the multi-hack. So now we're ready to go multi-hack with a lot of burnout deployed and all that good stuff. Then I'm also going to go in and I'm going to do some boosting. Specifically, I'm going to throw on an apex and then a fracker and then start. Now I'm in the location, I'm seated, I'm going to be comfortable for a while. So let's put on the apex.
And you'll notice it said that that apex is good for 30 minutes. You can actually throw two apexes and have 60 minutes. But in this particular case, I'm really dependent upon how long the fracker is going to last. And that fracker is going to last me about 10 minutes. So 30 minutes is plenty of time to do what I need to do in this particular case.
Start the fracker. Now we just start T's and complex. So I'll get one hack. And I'm done. Get the key, doubles up. And I get some more stuff along with it.
And you notice that it did drop a level 3 gear. Again, the percentages go way down when you go two up or two down, which I can't really go two down because this is a level 1.
And you'll notice that ...37 seconds, so I'm not too bad. So what I can do in that meanwhile is I can go in and do some management, and I'm going to my weapons, and I can get rid of these because I really don't want them. And then I'm waiting to do the hack again. Now, honestly, this would be much better if I had another agent with me. And then my hack time would be more or less, so I could hack quicker. And of course, we would double up on getting things, but this isn't too awful bad. Now, I honestly don't have to do the complex as slow as I'm going. But
yeah, and as a point, it might be better to do the complex if you're used to doing the complex. So if you change that speed, if you're one that, you know, you've been hacking and you don't use a complex, well, again, in this particular case, it doesn't do you any good. But if you're used to using complex and you're and that quicker hacking speed of drawing, stick to it, because otherwise it's going to mess up your rhythm.
There's some more keys. So I just continue the process. I'm going to keep going. I'll talk to you in a bit, see what we'll get when we're done.
So, a little bit of time, then we come back.
Okay, I've been hacking this for a little while. I have a feeling I'm going to be getting near the end here. So, 25 seconds, we'll get it. You'll notice that I had a couple more that were in the area. I went over and actually worked on them just a little bit because I have time between. Let's check to see where we're at on weapons and things like that. So here we got weapons. Again, I don't need these low-level weapons. And I got all of those from hacking just that level 1. So I'm surprised I got a 6. We'll recycle those, 28.
Yeah, and actually, I didn't get that 6 from that level 1. I stepped away and there was a, I think it was a level 5 portal that was nearby, and I hit it a couple of times. That's probably where that 6 came from.
And then I'll look at my resonators. I don't really need a bunch of 1s because I can get those anywhere. I'll recycle a number of those. And let's see where we're at. Way to go. Now I'm getting just a little bit of rain, so my, there we go, 4 more keys. Get a little rain, so it's going to get a little sticky. Well, we'll see where we're at. We're up to 28 keys just on this one fracking. So you'll notice that the turnaround time isn't that bad. 34 seconds.
So I'm probably somewhere in the 40, I'd have to do the math, probably in the 40, 45 seconds range. Which that's probably going to be close to what I run out of whenever I have the multi-hacks. So that's the idea, that you want to run out of time and number of hacks at about the same time. Let's see where we're at. 7 seconds. I like that I have the seconds down so I don't have to guess. Oops. You can see my clipping does suck.
Yeah, you just heard the fracker go there with that little tsh.
There's four more keys. Oh, it just went out on me. So I probably could put on another fracker, but 30 keys is about what I want for this particular portal, because I use it as a long distance portal whenever I'm anchoring a few things. I really don't need like 100, but again, if I needed like another 30, I could blow that fracker on this again, and I wouldn't have to use up my multi-hack multi-hack and other gear to set this up.
But that probably might be best. You'll get more out of it that way. So yeah. So if you wanted to do a quick turnaround, since you've got 30 minutes on the fracker, you could throw a virus on there, flip it, which would flip it to the other side, kill it, rebuild it with the same way that you just built it, and go through the whole thing again. And you would have enough time with the fracker to still do that. A third time, I don't know that you would get through it in time.
So I would have the heat sink and the multi-hack. But again, this is just the one that I needed a bunch of keys to. So this is the one I'm working on. So I'm not going to get quite as many out of this, but I'll keep going until I'm out of hacks. All right, talk more about it. Thanks. Okay, I'm done hacking that one portal, and it looks as though I've got 32 keys. And in all honesty, I got like 7 more hacks after the fracker went out, and all but 2 of those were keyless. So I really didn't lose a whole lot. I think I lost like 2 keys by not having that fracker going.
And I know officially they say there is no metric for portals that are more generous or more stingy in giving keys, but I honestly think there are some portals that you're just more likely to get a key out of than other ones. Could just be from what I see, but this happens to be a fairly generous portal.
But you can see, and this is something new that I haven't run into, that when I try to hack, I now get a burnout time, 3 hours, 41 minutes, and 3 seconds. So it's very precise now as to how long that burnout time is. So 32 keys for about 15 minutes of work, not bad, as long as you have it all set up. Now, in this particular portal, I am going to use it, so I will go ahead and upgrade it and throw a bunch of links and then drive away from it. And one of the things I should mention, the reason I can kind of get away with not protecting this portal with like Age of Shields and things like that, is it is kind of a hardened portal. It's in a place that's not too easy to get to. There's a bit of a hike, and it is controlled access, so you really can't get in here at night. And on top of that, we have a couple agents that are in this area, so if it does go down, I can rely on one of my teammates to light it back up if I need to. Just some tips. Thanks. See you in the field.
Yeah, and on that, if that is a portal that is not in a hardened area or something like that, you know, in this case, I wanted to get rid of the pineapple, you could flip it, kill it, and then redeploy it with Aegis Shields or whatever it is that to best protect that particular portal. You don't have to leave it the way you had. That's the idea of a flash farm. Build it, use it, tear it down, leave it the way that you need to leave it. So there you have a way to get a lot of gear, specifically one type of gear with one agent. I'm sure there may be other ways to do it. There may even be better ways to do it. So maybe you can tell me about it when I see you in the field. Goodbye, agents. Thank you.